Well, so we continue today in Simen Lamed Beis. So again, the Shulchan Aruch continues with some of the technical details of Ksivas Tefillin, of how to write the parashios of the Tefillin. And the truth is also interposed here are the halachos concerning Sefer Torah, mezuzos. So we're going to go over some of these halachos. Some of them will go a little bit more in depth. Some of them will just really do a little bit more outside. So the Shulchan Aruch begins with beginning today, Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Gimel. Ya'asa Hashuros Shavos. One should try to make the lines of text straight. Shalote Achas Nichnasas Va'achas Yotzes. You shouldn't have one going in, one going out. In other words, that you shouldn't have one extending above or below the other, that all of the lines should be in order. All of the lines should be lined up with one another. Ulefachos, at least, yizor shlo yichtov shalosh osios chutz l'shita. One should at least make sure that not more than three letters extend beyond the column, extend beyond the line into the margin. Then ksavam, but again, if it did turn out that you wrote additional letters outside of the line, then lo pasal. This does not invalidate the parsha. Let's see the Mishnah Bura. So this is Sif Katan Kuf Mem Zayin Va'achas Yotzeis Va'afilo Os Achas Mishum Zekili Va'anveyu. So ideally, you want to have the lines lined up perfectly, that they form one column, and that you don't have letters extending into the quote-unquote margin. The idea, says the Mishnah Bura, behind this is Zekili Maveyu. Zekili Maveyu is the concept of Hidr Mitzvah, the concept of beautifying a mitzvah, that when we go ahead and we do something, so we don't just want to do it in a way that simply discharges an obligation or gets by, but rather we want to go ahead, we want to go ahead and be able to do it in a way that's beautiful and that's magnificent. So that's really the concept over here, that we should go ahead and keep the lines lined up in order that everything remains beautiful and looks proper. Shalosh osios kuf mem ches and mishnah bura midlo chilek mashma dafilum elo hashalosh osios hemiot hateva aser ubi ardeis min reishan gimel pasak harambam dilo kap dinar elo shalo yichtov rov hateva chus l'shita. So the mishnah bura just points out what appears to be at first glance an inconsistency, which is that the Shulchan Aruch here says you shouldn't have more than three letters extend into the margin area, whereas in Yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Rambam, that you shouldn't have the majority of a word extending into the margin. See, right over here, v'im b'shach, v'ayim b'shach, kosav sheyesh lahachmir, kach dahacha, v'ayim b'liyorab, d'daitu d'alko, panam etfilin shal gionos, kitzarim yesh lahachmir. So again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shach and others who seem to say that one should try to be stringent like the opinion expressed here, namely that one should try to avoid having three or more letters that extend into the margin. Vim kisavam, Mishnah Berurah Kuf Mem Tes, Bein Shayahab Lita Betrilas Ashita Obisofa. But if it turned out that indeed the letters did run into the margins, then what's the halacha? Whether it's at the beginning of the line or at the end of the line, Lo Pasal, Kuf Nun in the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilu im Kasav Teva Shlema Chutz Lashita, Kol Shenikar Shenikresim Osa Ashita, Velo Ima Amud Acher Shebetzida. So again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that as much as the chatzchila, you should try to avoid having three or more letters running into the margin. Technically speaking, even if you wrote an entire word and extended into the margin, as long as it's clear that the word belongs to, that the word belongs to the particular line, and then it doesn't belong to another column, as long as that is abundantly clear, then technically speaking, the parsha is still kosher. Again, it may lack a certain element of hiddur, it may lack a certain element of halachic beauty, but it is absolutely and unequivocally kosher. Lamid dalid in the Shulchan Aruch. Shtei osios sheheim teva achas. If you have two letters that are one word, lo yichtov chutz l'shita, they should not be written outside of the line. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, teva achas kof nun aleph, v'mateva hi ba shalosh, mutar lichtov mimena shtei osios chutz l'shita, af sheim rov ateva, yardeva im behalocha. So again, here the Shulchan Aruch is just saying that if you have a two-letter word, so one should try it all to avoid writing that outside the line. Meaning what the Shulchan Aruch is commenting on over here is that beforehand we said that you shouldn't write three letters in the margin, which sounds like if you have two letters that extend into the margin, you're fine. you're fine. It's still kosher. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here, that is true as long as it's not a two-letter word. The idea is you don't want words extending into the margin. So if you have a two-letter word, although beforehand it sounds like two letters can extend into the margin, that's only when they're part of an already existing word. And therefore, again, it's much easier to see how they are linked to the word that is written properly on the line. But if the word itself is a two-letter word, one should try to avoid having that word extend into the margin itself. Lamid Hey. So writes the Shulchan Aruch, Osios Hashem, Tzorach Shiyihiyu Kulam B'soch Hadaf, V'lo Yetze Mehem Klal Chutz Ladaf. The words of the name of Hashem should be totally, again, within the daf. We'll define what that means in just a moment. They should not extend outwards. What does this mean? Kuf nun beis, osios Hashem, afilu shar shemos she'inan nimchakim, tzarech, hamagin avram b'shem agon, marina rav yitzchak, mipozna osik, the dafka lechatchila, ava b'di'evet ein lahachmir, umikomako mim eira kain b'sefer Torah, Hora limcho kol ashuros ha'alyonis, im ein baim shum mishum shem, mishemo shem nechakim, v'limshoch osam shiu shavos im Hashem. So now what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here is that really, when you're writing the name of Hashem, the name of Hashem should be totally within the actual column. It should not extend outwards. So this has to do with a din. This has to do just with the concept, ultimately, again, in respect for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Mishnah Berurah advances something very interesting, which is the following. That let's say you have a circumstance where the name of Hashem extends outward. So he says that there is potentially a way to remedy this. The way to remedy this is if the ends of the previous lines are letters like Dalid and Reishes, meaning, remember, you could extend the top of those letters outward, as long as the Tzuras Ha'os, as long as the form of the letter is still clearly recognizable, technically speaking, you could extend the previous lines and make them even with the Shem Hashem. Havalim Hayasham Lamala is a shame. Okay, so he writes, Ach in Bashuros Ha'alyonos, Os Ha'achron Beis Dalid Reish Kedoma, Shachalamashchan, Kulu modu devein sefer Torah bein tefillin mezuzos yimshoch osan kedei sheyihiyu shavos im haos mi Hashem sheyatzachut l'shita ve'in bazeh shum mishum shelo kesidron. So that was what we just said before, that technically speaking, if there's a way to remedy this and extend the end letters on the previous lines to line up with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately that's fine, and there is no issue of writing letters out of order. Remember, that's always our concern here. That concern does not exist because, remember, the letters itself, the letters like the Reish and Adav, they already exist. All I'm doing is extending the top. V'chein, im lo kasav od rak shura achos u'b'shura shnia, mashach Hashem chutz l'shita, ya'ase sirtut achir, sirtutim achirim, v'yimshechim shu'arukim atzof Hashem, u'b'shul shura harishona in kapeida, v'da'od v'osios hanitpalos l'shem haskamas achron din l'hachron b'dev k'shet fine. So the idea over here, the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, as much as we said before, that technically you could have up to two letters extend into the margin, as long as those two letters do not go ahead and form a Shem Hashem. So technically speaking, as long as those two letters don't form their own word, that's only by regular words and regular letters. When it comes to the Shem Hashem, one should try to be exceptionally meticulous that the Shem Hashem should not extend at all into the margin itself. We're actually going to stop here let's continue in the next halacha, lamed vav. Ya'asa kol parshio se'a psuchos. One should go ahead and make all of the parshios open. So what does this mean? So take a while, at least begin this halacha today. Look at kuf nun hei in the Mishnah Berurah. Kol parshio se'a. Rotze lomar, me'a tfilin shal yad. Hoil vehi nechtavos beklaf echad. V'shayach bohen psucha usetuma. Dahinu keshemaniach makum chalak besov shita achrona shal parsha rishona. Kedei tes osios. Umaschel parsha shal achareha. Birosh hashita b'daf hasheni. Harish parsha shal achareha nikra psucha. So here,